rather than a veteran quarterback to come in to the room, they picked a young kid.
Right.
Seen as a vote of confidence in you. You see it that way?
Absolutely, and that's, you know, been the message I've received. So I'm thrilled about this opportunity. And, you know, whether it was a veteran that came in, any of the names that were out there, any of these guys in the draft that are becoming pros this year, my focus wouldn't change. And the most important thing for me was to get involved with the players here, you know, meet these guys, develop a relationship, learn this playbook as fast as I can, and then get involved in the community and establish myself, you know, as a leader on this team. And that's going to take time. It's going to take reps, no matter who was here. It happens to be Paxton. We're happy. He's a great talent. He's going to add to our quarterback room, and it's going to make it fun.
Paxton said you reached out to him. What did you kind of tell him?
Oh, it's a special day for all those guys, drafted or undrafted. They're realizing their NFL dream, and that was the first thing I said. You know, congratulations on that. Welcome to the team. Holler if you need anything. Basic stuff that, you know, everybody who got drafted, not just him, but all those guys, even our Aussie buddy. He replied with a, thanks, mate. I'm dead serious. I was like, who is this guy? So I looked him up a little more, and I was like, oh, got it. Down under. Perfect.
Did Coach or Elway call you before they drafted Paxton or after, and what was their message to you?
You know, I keep those kind of discussions private, but, you know, and they don't owe me that. You know, they're not – they don't owe me anything like that, any of the players on the team. This is their team. They're going to do exactly what they want to do, and I think the message is clear. So we'll roll with that. But I'm excited to be a part of it, and, you know, we're just getting rolling this phase too. It was fun today, so it was nice to get out on the field with these guys.
When all the Japanese stuff was swirling, when I talked to you, it looked like you just focused on what, control what I can control?
100%. There's, you know, you get into this off-season mode, and even the last couple years, you know, you feel like, okay, this is what's going to happen, and you start thinking too much of a big picture, and if something changes or alters, you know, your plan, it could, you know, adjust your emotions. And why let that happen? Why, you know, become a slave to your emotions like that? It's not worth it. You're just spinning your wheels for nothing. And so, you know, I just kind of learned with time and you know, a little more experience in this off-season stuff, who knows what's going to happen and who cares? What are you supposed to do? Meet your teammates, develop a relationship with them, learn the playbook, get involved in the community. That's it. Those three things. And I've had a blast doing it the last couple weeks.
Mark, how do you mentor somebody you're competing with?
You got to be yourself. I mean, and if you're confident in your ability, you have no problem helping a guy, whether it's protections, reads, you know, footwork, anything like that. Obviously, I'll defer to Coach Knapper on anything and everything regarding our technique and footwork and all that and reads. But, you know, if you see something, whether it's on the field, off the field, you just help them out as much as you can. And I've been fortunate enough to have some great players mentor me in Kellen Clemens and Kevin O'Connell and Mark Brunell. And all those guys were instrumental in my development. So, and they were all confident in their ability, but they had no problem grabbing me and saying, hey, you know, make sure you get to these meetings early now. You're the quarterback. You know, you're the quarterback for the Jets. You're the guy. Get in here. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Speed up that, you know, your seven-step drop, especially on this route, especially versus this defense. When we block this protection, be ready for this adjustment. You know, and those kind of things, that's the discussion, really. So I have no problem with that.
Mark, when everybody was talking about how he didn't think you had ever been in an offensive system that can take advantage of your skills.
Sorry, who said that?
Elway.
Oh, okay.
He said he didn't think you had ever been in an offensive system that could take advantage of your skills the way that Gary Kubiak's system can. Do you have that sense? I know it's early, but do you feel that way too?
Well, you know, we sure got a long way to go, and it's been one day on the field, but I really am enjoying this process. I love the concepts here. I love what Coach Kubiak's done with quarterbacks in the past, and everywhere he's gone, you know, guys with different skill sets have had success, and that's due to him and his staff and the system. So, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, it's a West Coast system. Well, in that system, there's certain things that appeal to specific talents, and that's what you see Coach Kubiak's done. he knows what kind of receivers do I have, what kind of running backs do I have, is the O-line, you know, a big bruising O-line, are we going to run gap trap, or are we going to run more zone stuff? What do you got to kind of fit your scheme to the players, and obviously you draft the players you want for your perfect scheme, but at the time you got to figure out what do we do best. So that's very encouraging.
What is your comfort level right now with the playbook?
Oh, I mean, shoot, I don't know. I guess I feel great. I feel great for day one of phase two. So, you know, whatever that means.
Longer than this, though.
Well, yeah, I've just been doing my best to immerse myself and master this thing. So I got a long way to go, but that's why we do the off-season stuff.
Situation. You've been the number one pick coming in. What's the toughest thing about that?
I mean, you name it. It's a lot. There's a lot on your plate. It's going to be a blur, I'm sure. I think it going from college to New York was a monster jump, you know. And I think coming here, it'll be the perfect situation for him. Meaning he's going to a great team. You know, he's going with guys. He'll have a veteran guy in the room. There's a lot of things that will help him along the way. So, you know, in any situation as a first pick for a team, you know, just keep your head down and work. And, you know, that's kind of what I try to do. And watch the other guys. Find a couple veterans that have lasted in this league and have been successful in this league and just kind of follow them around, you know, until they shoo you away.
When you were a rookie, how long do you think it took you to where you really felt comfortable running with them?
I think I could have won an Oscar that rookie year. That was, I mean, there were plays in the playoffs where you're just like, oh, man, I think this is right. This is what I'm pretty sure this is, you know, and I'm talking to Mangold on the sideline or during the play. I mean, I remember specific plays where you're running right or left and you're going through the cadence and you're just kind of, all right, Nick, what do you like, buddy, you know, and right in the middle of the game, and you see Nick on the film like this, you know, calling everything out, and boom, we make the check. I remember it was against the Raiders. We scored, and I'm running off the field, and everybody's like, great check, you know, and Nick's just kind of looking at me like, all right. So, you know, you have those moments as a rookie, and, you know, it's fun. You learn a lot.
How's the vibe of this locker room compared to others you've been in?
These guys are fun to be around, and they love football, that's for sure. It's pretty impressive the way they, you know, they just kind of police it on their own. It's a good veteran team. It reminds me a lot of those first couple years in New York where Coach didn't really have to say much. You know, Coach Kubiak hasn't, you know, we've had a few team meetings and stuff, but there's not like, hey, don't forget to be on time and lace your shoes up this way and do this and do that. There's not a lot of dialogue that way. It's, you know, pretty quick, big picture stuff. And everybody really knows what to do, so you just fall in line and follow the guys around you. So that's encouraging.
Time for a few more guys.
You mentioned kind of being, you know, always kind of managing those blinders throughout this process. But now that you kind of know what this road looks like, so what the competition looks like, how much does that help kind of knowing now as you go through this offseason and prepare for training camp?
Sure. It's nice to have that, you know, that kind of set, like you said. And there's nothing else to worry about. Whatever happened, I still focus on those three things, you know, learning the playbook, getting to know these teammates, getting involved in the community, and that's pretty much how it's going to be from now until the season starts. Then you really start game planning, so it's nice to have it all laid out.
Mark, is it important for a quarterback to at least say, yeah, this is my team, I'm the guy to follow, that sort of thing, and sort of own that QB1 position?
Absolutely, and, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to doing, but that takes time. That takes repetitions, and it takes, you know, if you're a leader, it comes with your actions and the repetitions and guys seeing it happen. It's not just, you don't just go in saying something and dictating everything. You know, a lot of that has to come over time. So that's what we're working towards, and that's my goal.
How have you felt about the relationships you have been able to build so far? Teammates have had some nice things to say about you.
Oh, that's, you know, it's cost a lot of money for those compliments. So, no, they've been very receptive. And, I mean, for the guys that come out to California, a few of them I haven't even met. And for them to really put that thing together, sure, I led the charge. But, I mean, these guys were calling each other, making sure that they were going to be there, holding each other accountable. You know, Jeff Heuermann coming off a knee injury wants to be out there throwing with his new quarterback. Emmanuel Sanders is calling other guys, hey, make sure you get there on Sunday now. Don't come in late, you know, whatever. that kind of stuff means a lot for a quarterback. And it's tough to find guys like that. So now that you're here, you just want to maximize all this time together and realize our potential.
Last one, Artie.
Mark, what's been your impression of Trevor Siemian? You know, he's only had one snap, but he's been here for a year.
It's a heck of a knee he took. We talked about it this morning, actually. It was pretty cool. A little victory formation. So he's a great guy and came out to the camp as well and has been just an impressive, you know, young guy. For a young guy going into a second year, not playing as much, like you said, he's got a good grip on the system and really helped out in California. You know, he was almost like a coach, a player coach kind of thing, and helping me out with reads and footwork and things like that. A lot of the plays I'd heard before, but some of the stuff was new to me. So he was instrumental in me picking that stuff up pretty quick.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you all. Have a good one.